Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast, where it's been a week since Jason surprised his mom with a car. So there's a chance that they've already returned it because Jason is a cheap fuck, and he probably only did it for for some quick views. Jason, what's the report on that?
Yes, David, we have taken the car back, and she is riding a small unicycle through Wellesley, Mass. At 74 years old, and the Guinness Book of World Records has actually been documenting.
She deserves it.
I don't think she ever deserved
that car.
She'll make the. Definitely
if
not.
If we're being honest,
come on.
She is your mother, but she also raised you, so she doesn't. I don't think a brand new Mercedes qualifies for the situation that she put you in.
Yeah, like sort of like if she had had a more successful son, then she would be deserved of that car.
I feel like someone should maybe even take away her old car and just leave it at that. And just surprise her with a car theft.
Oh, you're always thinking about ideas for the vlog, David. I love
that. Blowing up your mom's car. All right, roll the intro. All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to Views. I already did that intro, but this is us. This is me and Jason talking. Jason's actually in Boston right now, and I'm in LA. We're both recording on separate mics, and we're on the phone. We're on FaceTime. It's so crazy because every time we do a podcast, you know, I make sure to get together with my friend so I can see him face to face. But Jason was too lazy this week to fly out, so we're just on FaceTime.
This is a much-needed break that you and I needed, David. You know what I've been doing? I've been watching old vlogs. I watched Brandon Calvillo's best moments in David's vlog the other day.
You feeling depressed? What's going on?
No, I was dying. I thought it was so funny. I thought it was so funny that he went to Hawaii.
I watch stuff
with
like
you.
That, and it puts me in like the saddest mood.
Why? You don't watch that stuff and go, oh, my God. I watch it, and I go, oh my God,
we did that? I do.
Like,
I miss it because there's so many good things that we've done. I'm like, wow, I wonder if we'll ever get an idea like that again. No, but it's.
But all the time.
I was watching the vlog the other day with Zane. We were just going back to like the old ones and we were just like, holy shit.
Right.
Remember when this happened? You remember this happened? I can't believe we did this. It's nuts. Like every day, every vlog was like a new thing that something happened. We were just like, what the hell? How are there so many things that we ended up doing? I don't know. It's ridiculous.
That's probably the best thing about YouTube is that it forces you to like.
Well, that's why
go places.
That's why
do you remember when you bought a flying squirrel? I was dying. Wyatt and I were watching Wyatt was like, when did you do this? And I was like, I don't know. And we're like driving back and it's like on my lap and he's like, what? He looked at me like
the
like
squirrel
I was
or
out
Wyatt?
Of my mind. Wyatt. Yeah, the squirrel was out of his mind.
That's really funny. Yeah, we did buy a flying squirrel and I totally forgot. I don't even know. And like all the times, like I remember I brought back like a baby deer once or something, and I called Liza and I'm like, I have a baby deer, and she's like, oh, I was gonna have one for my show, like on my show. And I'm like, oh shit, you were gonna have one in your show, because she was recording her like YouTube Red show, and I'm like, fuck, I'll return it. So I spent like the next 2 hours putting this deer back in my car and taking it back to wherever it came from because I didn't want to step on Liza's bit. And like that never even was in the vlog, but I just remember it being around a certain time period. I don't know if it was a baby deer or something else. I don't remember, but yeah, no, we did a lot. We did a lot of different things. I was, dude, there are a bunch of people in my DMs right now. Let me just start by saying that.
Oh, really? You're getting hit up now?
No,
that you're single?
Actually not by people, Jason, but by, I was, I did a mukbang. No.
Males?
Yeah. Men are still people, Jason. No, I did a mukbang with Josh Peck the other day, which is where you eat. And basically in it, I said, we were eating Wingstop, and I'm like, I love Wingstop. And then fucking next day, Wingstop DMs me. And they're like, hey. And I'm like, hey. And now we're setting up a call. The other day, we were at my house. Zane ordered Pizza Hut, and Natalie, my assistant, took a screenshot of me eating Pizza Hut. Like, took a Snapchat of me eating Pizza Hut. And next day, Pizza Hut's in my fucking DMs. And they're like, hey. And I'm like, let's work together. And they're like, yeah, what's your number? We'll connect. How crazy is that? Crazy. And then 3 days before that, Olive Garden DMs me. And they're like, we see you. What's your address? We want to send you something. And I'm like, get out of here. So then Olive Garden DM'd me. And I was like, super, super pumped. So now I have Olive Garden in my DMs. And Olive Garden is like the best thing ever. So now I have Olive. Sorry, I'm like ranting about Olive Garden. I love Olive Garden. Guys, the reason I just talked about Olive Garden so much is because the call dropped. So I wanted to, my call with Jason dropped. So I wanted to keep talking so I could call him back. And it would seem like nothing happened.
But the breadsticks, the fucking breadsticks. Okay, I don't know what you said, but I know what you said. So you're getting hit up by all these three companies.
This is the
so
best
you're
part,
telling
Jason.
Me that's the power of YouTube at this point, that you can just put something in your mouth and people start calling
anything you.
Anything
you put in your mouth, people will call you about. So like if you want $100,000, put $100,000 in your mouth, and Chase Bank will probably call you the next day, and they'll be like, "We saw what you put in your mouth. We have more of that here." All right.
I'm gonna put a donut in my mouth
now. This is my favorite part. I was doing the mukbang with Josh. And he was like, what do you eat? What do you eat for dinner? And I'm like, well, yesterday I had a Corona Light with Chex Mix, and I was watching Storage Wars, and it was like a funny little joke. And next day I wake up, Storage Wars is in my DM. Not Storage Wars. Chex Mix is in my DMs, and they're like, hey, we saw that you love us. We want to send you something. And I'm like, no way. And then the lead person from Storage Wars is also tweeting me. I am like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, no
it's
way.
Like crazy.
That's odd. That doesn't usually happen to you.
I'm like,
I mean, it,
no, I didn't
not
know.
On that
I,
level.
I feel like I can talk about anything now, and it'll happen, which is incredible. I love trips to Hawaii in nice homes. I really do. First class travel, fully constipated.
Nike,
wait,
Yeezys.
Fully constipated. Not constipated. Fully. Oh, my God. I can't fucking think of the word. Fully complimented. What's the word where they pay for everything? Oh, my. No.
Complimentary.
Fully.
Yeah. No, no.
Fully,
complimentary.
Fully compensated. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
No, compensated.
I said constipated. I'm such a.
If he can say our words, we'll send it to him for free. But he's got to be able to. He's got to be able to pronounce it.
Twizzlers, Twizzlers. I love Twizzlers.
There it is.
Check
he
your
did it.
Front door.
DM him.
No, but it's amazing. I never knew that like. I don't know. I find that so mind blowing that like. I don't know. I find that really interesting. Yesterday I went to a party. I went to last night actually. I went to Bella Thorne's party. So like I was at like, you know, Bella Thorne. She's like this big Hollywood star, and she's friends with Tana. So I just rolled through, and I said, Bella.
Was everybody outside getting sunburned?
Why would everyone be outside getting sunburned?
It's a TanaCon joke. Oh, whatever. Oh, keep going.
I don't know enough about TanaCon. No, but Tana was there. I met Bella. Such a sweet person. They're both very, very, very nice people. But the party was insane, Jason. It was like not a single person didn't look like they were out of a Hollywood movie. I mean, everybody was wearing fucking like either nothing or like super like neon outfits. Like it was crazy. I've never seen anything like it. Yeah, and then
really.
And then
did you film?
No, I didn't film. Oh, yeah, yeah. I filmed a little bit. I was filming. Yeah, I won't ruin it because I don't know if I'm going to use it, so I don't want to use it. But Heath almost got into a fight with someone, which I did film, which was fun. But I got
about
in between
what?
It. That was the problem is like Heath was about to. Okay, so there's this guy who was like who was peeing and he was done peeing and he came over to Heath and he tried to high five him and Heath is like, yo, 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 man, don't touch me with your dick hands or something like that. And the guy's like, what the fuck, bro? I'm trying to be cool with you and you're doing this shit. And then Heath's like, yo, don't fucking hop off with that shit, bro. Like, you know, super like drunk guy, like super unnecessary, like fight. And then I jump in and I'm like, guys, hold on, hold on, hold on. I just turned my camera on. We're going to need to pick it up right from the start. And I say that. And right. then they surprisingly, they pick it up from the start. They go, yo, what the fuck, man? Why'd you touch me with your dick hands? And then they continue to like bicker. And I keep making jokes in the middle of it. And I think my jokes are breaking the tension. And it turns into us having a good time. And they stop having a fight. And I'm like, fuck, I should have never chimed in. Because no one's mad at each other anymore. Because it ended up just being like, oh, this is all jokes. This is all funny. But it was serious at first. And I'm bummed out that I jumped in and stopped my friend from having a fight. Because it could have been a dope video until my ass jumped in and was like, hey, this is just fun.
Yeah, that's a lesson for you to maybe wait a little bit, let the fight develop,
yeah,
and then turn your camera on.
My friend is on a... is in a fight. I'm gonna kind of let her ride first. We were having a tough time deciding whether or not we wanted to go to Vegas for July 4th. And like really tough time. Like I booked a flight. When our friends fly to Vegas, they only book first. They only book Jet Suite. Oh great! I'm probably gonna get a free flight because I just said that. They only book Jets. Yeah, they only book Jet Suite, which is like a first class flight. and basically it's a first class plane. Sorry. It's a private jet plane and you book each seat individually. So you pay like $300 and you get one way ticket on a private jet to Vegas. And it's so crazy because you can arrive literally 5 minutes before your departure time. Like the plane has to take off. Let's say the plane takes off at 12:15. If you get there at 12:10, you're good. You can hop on the plane, and no TSA, no check bags, nothing. And yesterday Zane and I couldn't decide if we want to go to Vegas, but we had our flights booked already. So our flights were taking off at 12:15. It was 12:01 when I picked up Zane to get to the airport because he was so late. I got there at 11:45, but he was getting ready. So 12:01, we were in the car. We were heading to the airport. We get to the airport at 12:15, like the departure time of the plane. Not even like the boarding time, but the straight up departure time. We get there.
Where's this? Van Nuys or Burbank?
It's like 15 minutes away, and I drove really fast. So we got there at 12:15, and we get there. We get to valet, and we're like, did the flight to Vegas leave yet? And the valet guy points to the flight, and he's like, it's right there. They are boarding right now. It's right there. And Zane goes to the counter, literally says, hi, I'm Zane Hijazi, and they give him his ticket. Doesn't even give him his ID, and he just hops right on the flight. They don't check your bags. This sounds like a fucking promo. I just think it's crazy. Wow. They don't check your bags, nothing. He hopped right on the flight. That's it, with 30 seconds to spare. And I decided I didn't want to go because I had to film. So I stayed back in L.A., and I didn't go to Vegas. But how fucking nuts is that? He got on the flight just like that.
That's nuts.
They don't check anything.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm surprised too. Like, what? That's like such
a
risk.
Is it? But
you know,
why
for
is it
terrorism
a risk?
And stuff? It is, because someone could just grab the plane but and like fly it into something.
I don't think it's as much of like a problem as like a commercial jet. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think like they check you because a commercial jet has a bunch of people and it's a much bigger like missile. Like if that hits something like the World Trade Center, it's a big
What if you grab like the plane jet from Burbank, right? Because we've done. Yeah, so you go up, you know, you take it hostage, and then you fly it into Universal, like the NBC Universal building.
Yeah, possibly,
like,
but I also don't think the damage is as different as flying that plane into something and getting on a bus and running that bus into a crowd. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the same amount of like it's... I don't know. It could be completely stupid, and I don't know. It's hard...
I think it's crazy what we let go and what we don't let go. Like we let kids go to school without metal detectors. I think every school should have metal detectors. Every single school, they should search every single kid that goes into the school.
The fact that schools should have metal detectors shouldn't mean that even private jet companies should have metal detectors. That's crazy. The other day I rented a jet ski too. And it was so fucking crazy. I didn't rent a jet ski. My friends rented jet skis. I rented a powerboat, like a straight up, like it goes 45 miles an hour and it could seat like 10 people, like a powerboat. And I'm like,
Did you have a captain?
They literally pushed me away from. They untied the fucking boat from the dock, and they're like, "Just don't go too close to the shore." I'm like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "What are you saying?
Wow,
you should not be letting me go in this boat right now." And I'm like, "How old do you have to be?" And they're like, "18." I'm like, "18? Get the fuck out of here!" And I have to be 21 to drink. No, 18, and I'm driving around this boat next to other yachts, next to like other cruise ships. Like, I'm just doing my thing, and there's no lanes you have to stay in when you're in a boat. Like, this isn't bumper cars that they, like, you're in the ocean. You can go fucking run over a dolphin. Like, there are no rules. Like, yes, there's a Coast Guard, but he's patrolling, you know, the Pacific Ocean, so there's a lot of ocean to just roam around in. I don't know. I thought it was mind-blowing that I was just riding around in this boat, and nothing was...
What'd it cost to rent that boat?
It was $80 for the for the hour.
That's it?
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I don't know. It stressed me out. I don't think it was right, but
sounds like you're living a great life out there, really. Dave. You got power boats, jet suites, Chex Mix.
I got people from Storage Wars. I mean,
you got the people from what are the people from Storage Wars saying?
Nice. Because they saw that I eat that I eat Chex Mix while watching Storage Wars, and she responded, and she goes, "Nice." I just thought it was really interesting.
Well, maybe.
So I went back the next day and I ate Chex Mix, ate Corona, and watched Storage Wars again because I love the support from them. Jason, you know what's tough?
What?
Hiring people.
I know. Tell me about it. But what are you going to do, David?
Well, ZipRecruiter makes it easy. It's so, so easy. It's ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. It's so easy. They send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. They have powerful matching technology. They scan thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so easy hiring people, Jason.
I love it, David. I mean, you're the boss. This is how you found me. You found me off ZipRecruiter.
It's so effective.
And I think it's worked out pretty good.
Yes, it's so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's crazy. You can get a quality like person to hire for your job within the first day. That's amazing.
With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. I can read too. I didn't know I could read.
And now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free as this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. That's where you do it, guys. It's ZipRecruiter.com/Nash.
And I got to tell you something.
ZipRecruiter.com/NASH, Nash.
I got to tell you something. I got an assistant that's leaving on August 10th, and I might need ZipRecruiter to fill this position. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then it's the best place because you're going to find a candidate that's right for you. As Jason's probably looking for someone
How about this?
Willing
How about
to clean
this?
Out his disgusting closet. Yes.
If ZipRecruiter wants to come on as a sponsor for like 6 weeks, we could just run a contest finding my new assistant. Wouldn't that be hot?
No one enters. Yeah, we've actually seen people log off the website since you've mentioned that. We've never had such low users. No, but that could be a good idea.
And enough with this bullshit about jet ski stuff. Guys, JC got back together with his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, she's right here next to me.
Oh, shit, that's
actually.
Why you haven't brought her up yet.
On the raw,
she's
as they,
up
they
right
used
next
to say.
To
yeah, she's right next to me.
Yeah, that
nude.
Does sound like her. How is she? First of all, let me recap. Jason and Trisha had a fucking brutal breakup on the internet. Like the most public breakup you could ever have. Nothing was private. Not a single thing was private. And it's.
Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. There was lots of things that were private. I mean, and I didn't think it was that brutal at all. I thought she was pretty. I thought what went on was. No, I mean, how would you know what was private and what wasn't?
There wasn't a lot private, which makes me. I mean, I'm sure there was more things in private, but the shit that was public should have been private. And I just think it was. I mean,
that's your opinion.
Titled the video, "He broke up with me because I'm fat." That's a pretty brutal thing to say about another person. You know what I mean? That's like a news headline. It's like a news headline, like, you know, getting clicks. I mean, it's very clickbaity and it's very scary. That's a brutal breakup, right? At the end of the day, like, is that not what it is? I don't know. Regardless, for some godforsaken reason, they are super happy now, and the entire internet is so confused. I mean, I'm going through Jason's comments and people just don't understand what the hell is going on. What are some things that people are commenting? Jason's call drop right now, but here he goes. He's back. Jason, go ahead.
You're going through comments. What are people saying?
What are some people saying about the relationship? Like,
I don't know. I don't read
you don't
comments.
Read any of the
so
comments?
No, I don't
my
read
God.
Them.
I wish I could remember them because people are so confused, dude. They're like, they're like this.
Look, here's how I'll address it, and I'll address it right here on the Views podcast.
Available once a week, a great show.
Yeah, David, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it, and thanks for giving me this platform.
For a while, I'm just so fucking mind blown at what you guys.
Yeah. And may I say that flamethrower you have is pretty cool.
I'm a big fan of one of your kids, Wyatt. He's such a great guy.
Wyatt's amazing. Look, I'm going to address it, David, and I'm going to tell you what's what. Because I have heard that, you know, I have seen Twitter, and some people are confused, and some people are mad. And I saw someone say, bigger scam than TanaCon on Twitter. And here's how I'll address it. So you were with me the day that we broke up. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, I honestly thought that she wanted me to dump her. That's what I thought. And I thought that once that happened, you know, we were going to Boston. We were going to my sister's wedding. I thought some of the things that we were fighting about were kind of stupid. And there was a lot of misunderstanding. So I think this is what she probably wants. I figured I would break up with her. We would never talk again.
Okay, hold on. Can I backtrack?
Okay, so... I want to add
this to the story.
Yeah, please.
So just backtracking a little bit. They had this big breakup. Jason went to Boston for his sister's wedding, where Trisha was supposed to go, but obviously they weren't together because they broke up, so Trisha wasn't coming. And I went to go visit Jason in Boston for this podcast last week. And when I got off my flight from Boston, when I got back to L.A., Trisha was at the airport going to Boston to meet with Jason. Like, she was getting on the same flight that I got off of. Not only that, she was sitting in the same exact seat that I was in.
You broke the chair.
I didn't break the table. It was already broken, and I got $100 back because my tray was broken. Yeah.
Trisha got a full refund.
Bitch. Yeah. Is she there? Tell her I said she's a bitch. Are you kidding me? She got a full refund?
I'm not. I'm trying to have a nice day here with her, David. I'm not going to say that.
So I'm like mind blown. I'm like, why is Trisha going back to, like, guys? I felt like they were on completely different pages. I felt like they were done for at least 2 weeks, but it was like 5 days, and she was going back to see him. And she's like, and I'm like, Trisha, are you gonna film a video with him? And she's like, no, I'm not filming anything with him. We're broken up. We're never filming again. Not taking any pictures. Nothing. And then the next day they're in the video together, and they posted on Instagram saying, "Back with the one I truly love," or whatever their Instagram captions were all sappy, and it looked like nothing ever happened, and everyone was like.
Well, mine were.
Yeah,
mine
hers were. Everyone hers was like, were. Am I living in a fucking simulation? What the hell is going on? How is, okay, sorry. Now back to your story. But yeah, they were.
Yeah. So I thought that would sort of be it, you know? And then she made the video. And then I thought to myself, well, you know, I'm going to respond to the video because, you know, it's YouTube and this is what's going on in my life. So I'm going to respond to it. And then, you know, I made a couple more response videos, and then I got on the phone with her and we had been texting through that whole thing. And I'm sure to the outside world, like, you know, people thought it was fake or whatever, but it was like, I really missed her. I really, really, really missed her. And I missed,
sure. I guess.
You know, I mean, like, and then I thought, well, I'm here for 2 weeks, and I'm like, and part of like trying to make this relationship work is, I thought having her come here and meeting my mom and meeting my dad and meeting my sister, like, you know, I'm trying to save this relationship. I'm trying to find some world where we can exist together, and like, I've also like modified my behavior. This whole week where I'm like kind of like watching what I say, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
no, you said it. You just said it. You feel like you're walking on eggshells.
What? Yes. But I don't feel like I'm walking on eggshells anymore because I'm learning what her like push buttons are bad, not to push those buttons. Like whereas with you, I can be like, oh, he's a fucking douchebag that drives a Tesla. Like you, that joke.
No,
rolls
it
off
doesn't.
Your back,
you never
whatever.
Asked.
But if, because you're not a douchebag who drives a Tesla at all. You're like a caring, sweet, very talented young man. But let's say it was. Let's say it was like, you know, I said you're a douchebag who drives a Tesla, and like that made you cry, or that made you upset. I would modify that behavior. I would be like, you know what? I'm like, all right, well,
okay.
I need to.
Okay, let me
so
let me play
words,
devil's
like,
advocate.
There's certain, David, I'm trying to.
Let me
please,
play
go
devil's
ahead,
advocate
go ahead.
Here. Someone right now listening to this podcast would probably want me to say something along the lines of, right, if it made me cry, I'd talk to you about it, and I wouldn't make a video about you trying to make you look bad, right? That's what someone listening to this would probably say. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I don't think I made any videos
no,
that
I'm
made her look
vice
bad.
Vice versa. I'm saying she made that video about you.
Yeah, you know what? I felt like I think people see the title and they don't watch the video. But if they actually watched the video, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, I mean, listen, she didn't say anything that wasn't
sure.
true." You know, and the fact that she used that as a title for YouTube, I'm just coming. I just this is just how I look at
the
it. It's fucking
the
YouTube.
Title was
you make
the
a
title
video
was, for the people make, listening. We broke up because I'm too fat. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, something like that. And like, but I mean, like, it's a title. It's YouTube. Go look at anyone's titles. They range from all kinds of things that lead you in all kinds of directions for what to think of people. It's just a YouTube title, and I'm sure I could go through your titles and be like, oh, okay, well, what is this? It's like, oh, okay, I see what it
sure,
is.
Sure, but in this case,
you,
it wasn't just
you,
the title. It was, you know,
No. I mean, if you watch the video, I mean, she didn't say anything in the video that wasn't true. In fact, I was wrong when I use. You know,
I do believe that, but it's just like, it's like, I mean, I guess like where does it cross the line of like what is okay to post on the internet and what's not? Like, especially during a relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you don't, I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't think you should do this because you can do whatever the fuck you want. But don't you guys think that you guys should take like a break and maybe like just take a deep breath because things got fucking really hectic? Do you know what I mean? Like there was like 6 videos uploaded within a week of her crying. Like, don't you almost think that this isn't like healthy in a way? I mean, I'm literally just saying things that people want on the comments. I don't really have an opinion because I haven't even watched any of the videos other than like 2.
You know what? Fuck you, David.
You hang up the call.
No, I think you are so far off in what you're saying right now, and the fact that you are so far off, and the fact that you can't like wrap your brain around like the truth, that you're being warped by what you're seeing on the internet, when in fact you're not privy to. Like, if you were here with us, you'd be like, oh, I get it. Like, and that's what I hate about social media is like, people get involved in everything, or like, you know, I'll have friends texting me about stuff, like, and it's like, guys, you're not seeing the whole story here, you know, and the fact that, you know, I'm still posting, but I'm like, I'm making vlogs again, and I'm still trying to just post, and that's my job. YouTube's my job. And David, we've always been a couple. I sound like I'm like a politician. David, we've always been a couple. I mean, we've always put our stuff online. We had that fight in the Beverly Hills Hotel that you were at, and that you were like, oh my God, I can't believe you're filming this. Like, we've always put it online, and like, I don't know, that's what I like to do. And I don't understand why everyone has like, and I really don't give a fuck about anyone's opinion. I think the part that's confusing
is hearing someone cry in front of the camera and say that they're going to go away for a really long time, lose 50 pounds, never make a video again, and like such a dramatic video, and then come back 6 days later and say that they're in love again. Like, I think that's what's difficult to see. It's just like, it's like, holy fuck, what happened? This was like polar opposites in like 2 seconds. This went from like, this literally went from 0 to 60. It went from I don't know how I feel about this to oh fuck, they're in love again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
just not, I mean, I can't even believe that you're saying that, because it's just not even that, it's not that black and white, and you know that it's not. So just for you to sit there and say like, oh my God, they're in love again, what's going on? It's like, are you even using your brain right now, David? Like, obviously this is a fucking relationship that I'm fucking digging this shit out. I'm working every day, every minute to be like, okay, David, I met somebody and I don't want to be alone. You know what I mean? Like, I met someone and I don't want to lose that person. So like, it's just, I just, I don't understand someone. You're so smart. Like, but you're being led by like what comments say. You're being led by like what a video says or what a title says, when in reality it's not that black and white. David, we could go out today and get into a fight and she'll get on a plane and go back to fucking California and it's over.
Wait, like, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying it's like,
you're saying take it offline for a while.
Oh, no,
and
I'm
just
not saying
beat
that. You reinforce what I said. I'm like, it's just crazy to see something flop 50-50. Like you just said, you can get in a fight today and she can be on a flight tomorrow to California. Like, that's why people are confused,
right?
Because it's like, it's going left and then it's going right so quickly. Like, it's going, I hate him to I love him to I love him. I'm not talking, you know what I mean? Like things that like sound
right,
like jokes online. But I guess it's real, because she did hop on a flight the next day to Boston after what seemed like it was over. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's...
Well, listen, Trish is an impulsive person.
I fucking
it's part,
feel like
it's,
I'm
it's
on
It's part of the reason why she
I wish I had questions, because I could...
Well, you do. You've been doing a good job. Why don't you do like a 3-part expose on Trisha and Jason the same way Shane Dawson did TanaCon?
Oh, my God. Do you want me to?
Oh, I would love that. I think you're the best YouTuber out there. I really do, and I appreciate you having me on Views.
Do you want me to go into? Do you want me to make a video about, like, because I have so many questions, and I
would love that. You'd have to ask Trisha, but I would love that. I saw Shane do it with Tanacon. Yeah, Shane, he's really good at it.
I think that Shane,
like, wow, this
Andrew,
is really good
combined, and it's I haven't seen it, but the response that people have given it is it must be a fucking Game of Thrones because it's really incredible. But no, I would totally be down to make a video about you and Trisha. The bad part is it'd be 9 hours long because I have too many fucking questions, and I don't.
But here's the thing that upsets me is that just like we're all out there like getting views, and we're all out there doing things, and for someone to sit there and be like, for people online to be like, well, that they just did it for the money and they're just doing it for views. It's like, motherfucker, I got two kids at home, I got fucking an ex-wife, I like, you know,
I know.
I like fancy pizza, and like I'm making some fucking money here, David. Like I can't even tell you. Like I have to keep posting, so it's just like that's how I choose to live my YouTube career. And if I want to fucking fight with Trisha on these videos, that's how I choose to do it. But nothing's fake. You know what I mean? It's like I just don't understand why people have to like have just like, hey, yeah, fucking don't watch it. Then I don't give a fuck. People get upset.
I do understand that. I get it. But I think it's also like, I understand your like your whole like I have kids thing. But it's also, it also a part of me feels like it almost feels like a hooker saying that like I have kids so I have to do this. Do you know what I mean? Like because it's so right. Intense. It's like
I don't understand. Like, don't watch it. You know what I mean? Like, fucking unfollow. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. I'm like, I'm living my life online. I'm posting the video that I think I can come up with that will be entertaining. If you don't like it, don't watch. You know, and you know, if you watch my videos, if you watch the vlogs from last week, like. In my video, I'm not sitting there saying, like, I love you. I'm so glad we're back together. It's literally just a guy trying to be like, okay, like, you know, I met somebody. I want to make it work. I'm here. And we happen to be YouTubers that make videos.
I guess,
know?
Yeah. Guys, let me know if you guys want me to go in a lot deeper into this. And maybe I'll make it a YouTube video. Or we'll just get both of them on the podcast and we'll just fucking duke it out. And I'll just have, because like I have a lot of questions, but I haven't formulated any of them, so I can't really ask them. But I just, you know, if you guys.
But I think it's hypocritical for you to sit there and judge me for living my life online, and yet you know you used our relationship as a thumbnail. You know what I mean? Like it's YouTube. Like we're all in the same fucking boat here. You know what I mean? So does that make sense?
It makes sense. Yes. But I would have never used your relationship as clickbait like that if it didn't get to that point. Do you know what I mean? Like it.
Well, what's the difference? Like, that sounds like no excuse to me. If it didn't get to that point,
it got to a point where it was like comedic, where it was like, oh my God, this is like Trisha's on her way to Boston to see him after she made all these videos about him. Do you know? Like it got to the point where it was so public. And so goofy that our entire friend group needed to make a song about it because we thought it was funny. Like,
who are you to be the arbiter of what's comedic and what's performance art and what's real and what's not?
I mean, I am. It's my channel.
So that's fine, but you can't sit there and hold yourself. You think that you're holding yourself to a higher standard? You're not. You're right there with the rest of us.
Yes, but I think there's something safer about me talking about someone else's relationship than me talking about my own. Like I think you're putting more out on the line. You're putting more out on the line
safe.
If it's your own relationship.
That's right.
And that's why people have the questions.
That's right.
Like no one's gonna come to me and be like, David, I can't believe you posted that video about him. Because
everyone would be like, it doesn't fucking affect you, David. Who cares? Like, there's no risk in that. But when you post a video like that, it's like, Jason, I can't believe you fucking posted that, because it's your life. It's 130% of your life. And you can't be mad at people for being confused at all these videos, because no one on the fucking planet does that, period. So, like, you getting, if you weren't getting this reaction from me, then no one would be watching your videos. The reason people are watching it, it's because it's fucking bizarre, point blank. Like, it's just, no one's ever seen it. And, like, that's the beauty in it, is because it's fucking, I've never seen it in my life. And
sure. And you're talking about being safe. Who wants safe? You don't want safe. I know you. I know what kind of creator you are. You don't want safe at all. You're the least safe guy around. You're the guy that's fucking blowing shit up on 4th of July. Like, so I'm so confused as to, you know, why you wouldn't be on my side with this. Like, like, look, you found me in a fucking comedy club, and I'm grateful, and blah, blah, blah. Everybody knows the story. And, like, you know, listen, you get a YouTube channel. I'm sitting there. I'm you know, I'm working with you / for you, whatever it is. And I'm doing whatever I can do. I'm making vlogs. And this thing stumbles up upon me, right? Trisha makes a video about me. Trisha's been known to expose her boyfriends in the past. So, dog, I got a fucking YouTube channel. And I'm like, okay, dog, like, fuck, like, David's blowing shit up. Scott's doing cool raps. You know, like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to set myself apart? How am I going to make something that's interesting, that's going to fucking make people want to come to my channel? How am I going to be myself on my fucking channel for once? Well, that's what I did. And I was like, you know what? Fuck, dog. I'm fucking going for this shit. I'm going to fucking fire videos back. And you know what? As long as I think it's good, as long as I stand behind those videos, that they have jokes in them, that they make people laugh, then that's fucking it. And you know what? Let the cards fall where they'll fall. And it doesn't mean it's going to be my channel for the rest of time. You know, I'll get back to making vlogs. Right now, I'm in Boston taking care of two kids and my 74-year-old mother.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I also understand where, you know, other people are coming from.
I mean, quite honestly, like, fucking, you know, my vlogs are getting boring. It was the same fucking shit all the time. Fucking come over, you pick me up, I get in your car, fucking we do some jokes, you go pick up something wild, I film it. It was boring. You know, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, listen, I have no regrets for what happened. I'm pleased about everything. And, you know, maybe things will go back to normal. Maybe Trisha and I will fucking break up today. I don't know. But that's part of the fun, I think. Is to say, you know, and also let me just say, you know, these comments online, like when people come up to us in public, people are so happy we're together. I mean, I've had so many people come up and go, oh my God, you guys are together. That's so great. You know, like, you know, when people comment something bad online, they're just trying to draw attention to themselves. They're jealous that they're not getting the same amount of attention. Plain and simple. And I'm not talking about you, David. I'm talking about, you know, people on Twitter and stuff. I don't think you're jealous. I know you've got a pretty lit house there.
I'm not jealous. Yeah, I mean.
I mean, listen, if you have more to address, I mean, I love talking about it.
Yeah, I do have more. I have more to address, but I want to, like, I just want it to all be written and, like, I don't know. I think we just have to leave it at this. And if people genuinely care about this, and if you guys don't care about it, tweet at me that you don't care about it. But if you do, we'll revisit this and we'll talk about it for the entire fucking podcast. And I'm sure I have a lot to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much in the past at this point. People were gonna forget about it already. I think they've already forgotten about it. But yeah, if you want to like talk
sure.
about it, we
yeah.
can.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally all the time we have for the podcast.
Oh, no, dude, we didn't do the ad.
I was gonna stab it in the middle.
Oh, great! So she creates
some
editing
for
me. Awesome.
You're gonna have to edit a little bit weird too, because there's gonna be points where we hang up the phone, and I'm sure you're talking. Are you talking?
No, I wasn't talking. No, I knew enough not to say anything, but I'll check it anyways and make sure. Do you want to do the ad now? Why don't you sign off and then we'll do the ad?
But that's all the time we have. Sorry this podcast was so real. Sorry for providing you with real stuff. No, but
I mean, fuck that. What are you apologizing for, dog? That's what people want. They want real. They want the real shit. That's what we're giving it to them.
I mean, just like, I feel like people are going to be listening to this. People are going to be listening to this
like
and they're going to be like, fuck, David, I wish you said more. I wish you said something else. And I'll be honest, to the people I've let you guys down, I played it very safe this podcast because I don't want to say anything and I don't want to trip up on my words before I have my thoughts together.
Well, what do you want to say to me? If you want to say something, say it. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
I don't want to start talking about stuff that like I don't know enough about. You know what I mean? Like I haven't even seen all the videos, so I don't want to go commenting without like watching all of them and like giving it my own like opinion.
Right.
But yeah. Okay. Right. Well, yeah. Okay. Jason and Shush are back together. That's the moral of the story. If they can do it, literally fucking anyone can. So guys, hold your chin up high. Life gets better. You guys, it will all work itself out in the end. Whatever's meant to be is meant to be. If you could take anything from this podcast,
and we're adopting David too.
Guys, so. I mean, I have so much money on the fact that Trisha's going to get pregnant in the next couple months. So look out for that. If she's not already fucking pregnant, I honestly wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they just didn't tell us and they somehow hid it for 9 months. Jason, is she pregnant? No comment at the time.
I don't think so. No comment on this at this moment. I am running over and doing Carly and Bruce's podcast though after this. So I think things might change by then.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. Come see us on tour in Florida. We'll see you guys later. This has been a Views podcast. My name is Jeff. We'll see you guys later. Bye.